Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Culture Rasharish, Agatha Hurst is a live stranding responder with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, and she's here with us. Bio.
Do you go to Gamel Toon?
Ah, Tommy, on a Maha or Fad, how could you not be in any other way?
I know, Tashiga Hall, and it's just beautiful up here today.
You're the Colleen that we call and when there's a stranded whale or dolphin. Is it in shallow water, beached or stranded, that type of thing?
Well, yes, yeah, I'm one of the ones you call, yeah. So Gemma O'Connor runs the National Live Stranding Network, so you could call her on 097-28118. She get the call and then we have a WhatsApp group. She'll send out the SOS on that.
That's an emergency number you just read out, is it?
It is, yeah. So it's a national number. So anywhere, okay. Even if you're in Galway, if you're in Wexford, wherever you are, call that number.
What is it again?
028118. 097-28118.
Okay, perfect. And what happens? You get the WhatsApp or you get the message?
So yeah,
if you're on
the
call?
WhatsApp will go pinging, and whoever's in the area. There's a good few of us now, trained responders in the area. So we get in the car, get the wetsuit on, the life jacket on, and head to whatever beach is necessary.
I presume mostly dolphins, is it, rather than whales?
Mostly dolphins, yeah. Mostly common dolphins, which are the smaller of the dolphins. They're pelagic. Usually they're deep water, but sometimes when they come into the shallows chasing fish, they get disorientated and their echolocation can be a little bit off, and the tide goes out very quickly.
And then they're stuck.
And within here in Blacksod Bay, it's very, very shallow. So yes. One minute they're in full tide and next minute sand.
If I spot a dolphin, then I call you. What should I do in the meantime? Stay away from them? Don't panic them?
So, keep dogs and kids and noise away from them.
Very good.
If possible, stay kind of close to them if it's safe to do so. Maybe cover them with a wet sheet or something like that, or seaweed. Often gulls are the main threat to them. They come and try and pick out their eyes. So if you could stay close to them, that'll keep the gulls away. Keep noise quiet. Sometimes, you know, when we get there, we'll kind of make space for their
gulls are literally trying to get at them.
They are, yeah. Apparently the eyes are very tasty.
Oh, go away. The poor dolphins.
Yeah.
Does it happen often?
It happens fairly regularly, yeah. So Mayo would be the biggest hotspot in the country, this and here and down a spot down in Kerry. We've already had 21 live strandings already this year, and thankfully all of them bar one were successful. There, 3 years ago, we had 26 dolphins all come in up at Tarman Beach.
Oh, wow.
But we managed to save most of them. We had to move them from Tarman because it's so shallow and you'd have to walk. It's about a kilometre and a half to get out to water. So we had to move them two by two onto a horse box and cart them down the road here to Blacksod where the water is deeper, and corral them. We can keep them together when they're in the water, and we have to gently, because they've been on the hard sand, their organs and circulation becomes compromised.
Oh, right.
So we have to give them a little time to rehabilitate or reorientate.
But they can survive out of the water because they're mammals.
They can for a short while, yeah.
For short
so while. The most important thing, I suppose, is to keep the blowhole clear to make sure that
never
they can
pull them by the tail.
Never ever pull them by the tail.
Well,
you could cause a dislocation. Oh, yeah. You could cause further injury. Yeah. So never ever try to put them back in the water. And as with Seal Rescue Ireland as well, that I'd be a volunteer with, never try and get an animal back in the water. Always call the people who know.
I feel now, just after a couple of days, this is my life now. I'll have to watch out for dolphins. Never ever pull them by the tail. You're looking for people to get involved as well, aren't you? To help, to become part of the network if they know what.
Yeah. So Gemma O'Connor, who lives locally, has been running training schemes around the country. There's a few more people trained up in Kilcommon recently enough, and she's hoping to do another to get more people here, because it's such a hot spot and because we have so many dolphins. The more people that are trained up, the better, because not everybody's always available. Hoping to run a mass stranding
to get involved with the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group.
Yeah, so you can just go on to the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group website. You can donate there if you want as well. That's a great way to help, because we need to raise money.
IWDG.ie.
That's it.
Irish
and
Whale
then
and
there is an app, a free app that you can download to report strandings or sightings. It's really important if people let us know what they're seeing and where they're seeing it, not just for live strandings but also dead animals, or also if you see animals out at sea.
And you're rescuing seals as well. You're busy all the time.
Oh, well, I am Seal Rescue Ireland, and I'm also a volunteer with the Northwest SPCA. We help rescue mostly dogs and cats. That's really busy as well.
You're with animals. Is there a full-time job involved with the animals as well? Or
No, all of the stuff I do is voluntary, as well as with Ballyglassoir and Ally as well, which is a fantastic local charity that really deserving of lots of support and lots of... Because we're surrounded by the sea, so it's... It's great to be able to be part of things that are going on.
You have a great name as well, you know, Agatha Hirst. Very memorable. There must be a story there.
There is. There's a few of them.
For another day, perhaps. But iwdg.ie and that number for live stranding reports. It's summertime, 09728118. Agatha Hirst, thank you so much.
Garamila Mahagots.
And